Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Dikwang Nepopsenam about our mantra. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Nepopsenam. 12,291 February 2, 2026 Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Repeat the mantra seriously. Of the many mantras that exist, our mantra is very important because it is, above all, with absolute true energy and nature's energy which is below. It is also with the energy of all sentient beings which protects and guides us in the correct direction. In other words, it means that we are protected and guided towards the path of whatever we need or benefits that we seek. Each morning upon waking up, we should repeat the mantra, as that will make us comfortable throughout the day and, particularly, when we are in our workplaces, while engaging in our daily tasks. Wherever we are, we can either repeat the mantra mentally or aloud with our lips, thus saving ourselves. By repeating the mantra constantly, we can save ourselves from whatever negative situations that appear in our lives. We must make a habit of repeating the mantra wherever we go, for then we can always have a secure life and be saved from the fears and worries that confront us. The mantra is also most beneficial for our own health, as we will receive incalculable help and support at all times. Especially when we have certain kinds of relationship problems, we can truly save and guide ourselves on the correct path by repeating the mantra, thus assuring our happiness. It is difficult to save ourselves from many situations, but as we practice continuously, we can attain many realizations and have a satisfied and blissful existence. Oftentimes, when we are prone to laziness, the mantra can prevent us from becoming slothful. Likewise, when our minds are negative, consistent repetition of the mantra leads us toward a positive direction. Hence, while deeply immersed in the mantra, we can really appreciate ourselves. Our mantra has exquisite power. For this reason, our narrow minds can become wider, such that we can emerge from ignorance. Also, repeating the mantra in front of babies and young children is most helpful, for they spontaneously memorize it. This will be a great help for them to grow well and lead healthy lives. Thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsenam. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Digwang Nepop Sinim. If you are interested in the mantra and would like to know more about it, please contact a Yunva Dharmasa. You can find addresses on the homepage yunvasangha.org. I wish you a happy and nice week. Hap Chang, yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.